This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. It's 5:47 in the morning, and today is the day.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go to Alice in Winterland tonight.
Oh,
I feel like I've been waiting an extra month for it. I don't know why.
You have.
Oh, right.
I'll tell you why. Somebody's appendix is janky.
Well, he doesn't even have the thing anymore.
Right.
So hopefully it's never going to give him another problem. You never had your appendix out?
No.
Yeah, I had mine out in eighth grade.
Yeah. What happened? It just started hurting?
Just started
hurting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And nobody else?
No.
It's a pretty common thing.
Yeah.
You know?
It seems like it was more common like when we were growing up.
Yeah, you don't hear about it all that often.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, that sucks for, it's.
What aggravates it?
I have no idea. Oh, a piece of popcorn gets in there or something.
A piece of popcorn?
I don't know.
Diverticulitis?
Yeah, who knows what it is? I don't know.
Yeah, stuff gets stuck.
Yeah. Once in a while you hear a horror story too. Somebody who, you know, didn't call the ambulance in time or whatever.
Yeah, you could die.
Yeah, well, it's horrible.
Well, that's pretty typical that people will go.
I'll just
medical treatment alone, you go, I don't want to bother with that.
Right.
Totally.
I could struggle through this here at home. It'll pass and I'll be fine. I'll be glad I didn't.
Yeah, you know what I don't want to add to the suffering I'm experiencing right now? A visit to the hospital.
Right.
Well, just the wait.
Right.
While you're suffering.
And now I have to sit
in a
up
room
and
full of people.
And not be like screaming in pain in the waiting room. I got to hold it together. No.
I mean, it's till I can't even walk straight that I actually will go to the hospital.
Right. Ugh. I can't even remember the last time I went to the hospital for something.
Brittany and I were talking to a friend of ours the other day. She's been having some medical issues. And she was in, I think she said, Eden Hospital in Castro Valley the other day. And they don't know what's wrong with her, so they're doing all kinds of tests.
Oh, boy.
But they like put her on a gurney and put her out in the hallway, you know, as some criminal comes in with six sheriff deputies, you know, bringing him in for whatever reason. I don't know if he was shot. I don't know, stabbed. I don't know what it was. But there
but
she
was
is in the hallway.
And,
yeah.
With you just criminal. Feel parked like, oh, God, I'm just an item of inventory here.
Yes.
Move this one out to the hallway.
It's so horrible.
That is horrible. But, I mean, you know, the thing is...
And what a douchebag as you sit there and realize, I should have said something like, no.
Yeah.
Like, just wait here. No. Absolutely not.
I'm not going to wait here.
Unacceptable, man.
Yeah.
You're in the hallway in a gurney. You're in your little Johnny.
You're so out of sorts in those moments. You don't think to say, absolutely not.
No, find me a room to be in. I'm not going to. I'll wait, but I need to not be in the hall.
I realize to you I'm just a carcass,
right,
but I'm still alive here.
Yeah. Oh.
I have dignity, and I don't want to sit here in the hall as people pass going, wonder what's wrong with that bleep hole.
Right. Hard to have dignity, though, while you're standing there in a Johnny. You're just like, all right, well, is there a sheet on the gurney?
Especially if you're
covered up. I know. You want to be in the in private with your pain.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's why people stay home.
Right, exactly. I'd like to just suffer privately, if that's okay. But yeah, if you have like a pretty stabbing pain in your stomach, I'm thinking, you know, head into the hospital.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a little, these days they go in, I think they make a really small incision and go in and get the thing. I have...
For appendix, you mean?
Yeah, I have like a 6-inch scar across my belly at belly button
can
level.
Can we Instagram that?
We cannot.
Oh, that's too bad.
No, I've shown it to you though, haven't I?
I think I've seen it,
It's freaking horrible. It's horrible. I never wore a bikini ever in my life growing up after 8th grade because I had a gigantic scar. It's all puckered and awful. It's horrible. Ah, thank God I found John and he accepted it.
At least I have two holes in my
But one little.
It's like actually kind of cute.
It's kind of cute though, Yuzi. I like it. They have like dimples.
It's ridiculous that you even are
cute dimples.
Whatever.
So
I got a couple things.
Oh, what do you got?
So I'm looking through the paper this morning. Yeah. Let me see if I can find
this story. Do you remember?
It's the Chronicle. And as I'm flipping pages, I see this. It's, you know, they do the ads in the paper sometimes to look like a story.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to show this to you.
And somewhere on the page it says advertisement, but it's hidden and...
And also at the bottom it says, these statements have not been reviewed by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, but it's written like a headline. And as I read it, I thought, well, that's pretty tone deaf, isn't it? New pill triggers all-day arousal in men. And I'm like, oh, that's what the world really is looking for right now. And then right below it is a picture of a woman so happily underneath some dude. Like, big smile on her face. And I'm thinking, there's no way they're... Oh, right. There's no way they ran this story. This is an ad.
But even then, you'd think they'd say, this ad, I get it. We want your money.
Look at her face underneath the headline that is all day arousal in men. She loves it. She's so happy.
Even though he's
crushing her, I'm sure.
Made for the aging man.
The aging man.
This is so funny.
Let me see her face.
Can you see it from there?
Oh, she's just...
No, walk up to the window.
Glowing with a big smile on her face of just pure joy.
Oh.
Can you see that?
Yeah.
She looks like your grandmother all made up, by the way.
Right.
So for the aging man, who's apparently with an aging woman.
Who needs all day arousal.
I'm holding it up to the camera.
I actually read further and it says, you know, for some men who try these Viagras and these others... Sure, it inspires the ability to get, and they're actually kind of graphic about the, you know, boner and more, but they say that it doesn't inspire them to be turned on, and this new drug not only gives you boners, but you'll also be turned on all day long.
All day and all night.
There should be a pill for, you know, not being turned on all day.
Put the pill the reverse direction.
Right, well.
Turn that frown upside down or something. I'm looking here. I wanted to see all the side effects. You know how, oh my God, I don't know how drug makers sell any of these freaking drugs that they advertise on TV where they're like.
Because people are desperate, that's why.
I guess, because the list
effects?
Of crap that can happen to you, it's actually comical as it goes. It's most of the ad is all the badass that can happen to you if you take this pill.
Well, and
not in this.
We're all delusional too. You know, we've talked about this before. If you told me the odds of winning the lottery are 1 in 200, I would start buying. I'd buy a new house. I'd buy new shoes.
I'm clearly going to win.
I'm winning that lottery, right? So there's no question that's going to go my way in my own head.
Right.
If you tell me there's a 1 in 200 chance, let's say you're talking about, what do they say the autism rates are for kids now? It's like 1 in 50.
I don't know, but low.
But
they're higher than they were. The upper number is low.
But in that situation, I assume... For sure, it's going to go.
That's a lottery you're not going to win.
Well, I'm going to go. It's going to go all wrong for me, right? Even though you've got the good odds going your way.
Oh, you're assuming that's a lottery that you're going to win as well. You're the 1 in 56, or you're
yes.
Okay. Oh, I because I was thinking the exact opposite. Like I'm going to win the 1 in 200 lottery, but I'm going to take my chances on the 1 in 56 thing. If I don't want it to happen, I feel like that's 55 other people.
I just think we all think it's going to go our way until it just doesn't go our way.
Yeah. Well, some of those things, you know.
But I have a tendency to
your eyeballs fall out. I'm like, I'm just not going to take a chance on that.
I feel like people go, I'm in pain. I just will, and a pill will make it go away. Mm-hmm. And I'll never get the crapping my pants while I'm at work. Problem.
Right, that side effect.
Until I crap my pants at work.
And then, oh boy, that's too bad because this drug was working
just,
right up until the pants crapping incident.
Hit the lottery the wrong way.
Yeah, well.
Too bad for me.
It is too bad. I know, people, whatever you're suffering from,
But you hear about...
You do wish it was like a no side effects pill.
The weirdest things that people get, like stabbing foot pain, and you're all...
What?
Well, haven't you said you... I know that the missus has gotten restless leg syndrome
oh,
before.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But there's all kinds of different things that will ail someone where you're all... You have stabbing foot.
And then you say it out loud that you have stabbing foot pain, and other people at the table go, oh my God, I have that too.
Yeah.
Like you thought you were suffering alone with your stabbing foot pain, but it turns out you weren't.
So I think people will take their chances because they just want to believe that it won't be them. I have a tendency to not want to take that stuff because I do fear the... I just read there are a lot of young people who take... They regularly take... Acetaminophen,
mm-hmm.
which is Tylenol. Advil or whatever.
That, I think that's specifically Tylenol.
Okay, whatever that is, and it's causing problems in young people's testosterone levels.
Oh,
and I thought, well, who's taking that so much of that? Athletes, athletes, and in fact, I've heard you say it. You take some Tylenol.
No, Advil.
Whatever, before you go to bed,
yes.
when you've been drinking, in order to, and people will write it, that's crazy, it's so bad for your liver, what are you, nuts? Oh, well.
Right. Oh, well, what I know is that tomorrow I won't be feeling bad.
But so these people are taking these pills because they're over the counter, because they're easily accessible, because it'll help with the pain after, or and sometimes they take it before they do some kind of...
Yeah, the pre-party... Advil.
Pre-workout.
Sure, whatever it is.
So, and
you're just getting, you're getting your body ready to fight all the things that you're going to throw at it right now.
Well, it's also...
Hey, anybody want some Advil?
giving you man boobs, so...
Ooh.
Well, it's screwing up your testosterone, apparently, and causing issues with fertility.
Yeah.
In young people.
And your liver's like, come on, man. Give me a break over here.
Well, that's another one of those.
What was your other thing? You said you had a couple things.
Oh, Hooman?
Oh.
I'm here.
Have you heard of the Brand Film Festival in New York?
Brand?
Oh.
Brand Film Festival.
Oh, is this an opportunity for Olive?
Calling all storytellers.
You're a storyteller.
The third annual Brand Film Festival New York will recognize the year's most artistic, creative, and effective branded content films, from YouTube videos to long-form documentaries.
Oh.
Brand film. What do you know about it?
What's branded?
Tell me everything.
So there's a website, if you're into film festivals, called Without a Box. And this one website curates every film festival in the entire world. And so it literally tells you day by day what film festival's happening. And there are a lot. So I'm always checking out what's going on with Without a Box, but I've never seen them list this festival. It's a great idea. The problem is that ultimately there's maybe 7 film festivals that matter, and all the rest of them are...
But what is the hook for this brand film? What is this?
I don't
What's
know.
A branding
That's what
video?
Oh, the hook is if you have branded content. So if you're you know, plugging something in a very creative way.
Oh, so there, it's like, it's for ads.
Yeah, it's for ads.
Oh.
Yeah, the whole film festival is for, you know, how creative.
But long form ads and, like, remember.
YouTube videos to long form documentaries, yeah. Remember
like
that one episode of Friends that was all about Pottery Barn?
Yes.
That could have, like, been submitted.
Oh. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Phoebe hates Pottery Barn.
Phoebe hates Pottery
Barn. Right up until she doesn't.
Right?
All right. Well, then this
That's
wouldn't
funny.
Be for
Good
you, then.
Example.
I didn't know it.
Thank you.
I didn't. I've never heard of it.
You know, little Olive in the film should have been, you know, like a big fan of Coca-Cola or something.
It says, your entry will be viewed by our all-star jury. I don't know one person there. So, that's, I don't
all-stars
know.
All-stars in their world, Vinny.
You know, I really don't like the headshot with your hand in the picture.
What's that?
This lady who's posing in for the headshot there. She's got her head resting on her hand, and it just looks so weird. Doesn't it?
How is it?
Like, she's got, like, her fist So you see the back of her fist and she's leaning her head on it?
It's almost like propping her head up.
Well, the thing is, when it's this close of a shot and your hand's in it and you can't see where like the elbow's resting on, it's one thing, I guess, if you're sitting in a chair and you're leaning on a desk or something. That's kind of cute. I always think that hands look unattractive from this angle. They just look like a stump.
Well, right. It looks like it's holding her head up.
Right.
And you figure...
Oh, she has a giant head. She needs her hand to hold it up.
Yeah, that is so weird.
Yeah.
Anyway...
Yeah, this all-star cast is
unrecognizable.
Five people I've never heard of.
Right.
But, whatever. You know, good for them. That's their thing. All right. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to wrap it up.
I was going to say that active ingredient in Tylenol gives me nightmares.
Acetaminophen?
Yeah. Terrible nightmares.
Really?
That's why I don't take Tylenol.
Oh. What do you
ever?
Take?
Never. I take Advil, but I don't take the gels. I only take the tablets or the capsules.
Oh.
Caplets.
Why not the gel?
I don't know. It just doesn't agree with me.
I feel like they're all the same.
I don't know. I don't think they are. I think
the gel ones were supposed to get the
juice to you faster.
Right. I thought that was like new and
it's
improved.
It's already broken down.
They dissolve, yeah.
I guess I have a sensitive constitution.
You are a sensitive person, top to bottom. Your constitution is...
Why are you talking about his bottom? Be careful what you say.
Good point. Hey,
you want to end up in HR today?
Good Lord, no.
Right.
Please. I got a show to go to tonight. I'm trying to have a good time all day today.
All right. Party.
Good day in all.
Hey, in a minute.
Hey.
Bryn and I were listening to these ASMR videos all morning.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Let me find out what the acronym is for you. Hold on.
What?
ASMR.
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. It has to do with the way your ear enjoys whispering.
And oh, that's a...
It's
that
a total
made the list.
Friend.
Listen to this. When I did yesterday, I did the top porn searches.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was just one of the many stories we do. That made the list.
Apparently.
Of porn
it's hot
searches.
And people are into this.
Right. And whoa. I didn't say it because I don't know what the hell that is.
Well, we're going to find out today because I want to start with it. I said, let's do it at 6 while it's still dark out. Apparently, there's something about whispering that... Maybe it's not everyone, but certain people like, and it's specifically, it's like they're set for headphones. Like they want you to watch these things on headphones. So you may have to, you know, put on your headphones to listen to this or turn up your radio real loud in your car or something. I don't know how you'll be able to enjoy it fully, but we're going to find out about that. And that was it for the Alice in Winterland tickets yesterday, right? So that is that. Yep. Tonight is the show. And if you've got your tickets, you're all set. We'll see you there. So I was looking to see if I had more to give away, but of course I don't because today's the day of the show.
Oh.
I know. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We will be
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.